From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. There has still been no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the United Nations Security Council, the council voting 15-0 for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic program. That's about a third of what the company produces and exports. This is U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley on the new sanctions after the vote.
I want to personally thank the Chinese delegation for the important contributions they made to this resolution. While the Security Council has done good work, the members of the Security Council and all U.N. member states must do more to increase the pressure on North Korea.
The resolution to place added sanctions on the North is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with his North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho Sunday on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Wang also said he advised his North Korean counterpart to take a, quote, double suspension approach to easing tensions on the North Korean peninsula, an approach calling for the suspension of North Korea's nuclear tests and the suspension of joint military drills by the U.S. and South Korea. This is VOA News.